Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is RJ Ruber with a community comment. Sean Bonnet of the band Andrew Jackson Jihad once said, "Sure, I could be a wimp and move to Portland or New York, or I could stay and change the place where I was born." I changed a word to make that quote okay for radio, but the point is still the same. I might not have been born here, but I've lived here for 15 out of the 18 years of my life, and it's in my blood and my heart. I see a lot of people complain about Humboldt County and all the problems we've got, and a lot of these people's solutions is to complain and make plans to leave. Which, I can't blame them. There's little in the way of legitimate employment, and mega-grows are destroying the environment and instilling fear into people. There's a place in southern Humboldt nicknamed Murder Mountain. There's CHP officers having gun battles with criminals in the streets. Home invasions and robberies are almost everyday occurrences, and homicides are becoming less and less tragic and surprising as more and more of them occur. There's an entire tent city hidden in the bushes known as the Devil's Playground. The Humboldt community is one plagued by violence, addiction, and crime. But we can change it. Yes, even though it may seem like a dismal situation, there is hope. We as a community can come together and solve the problems that plague this beautiful land. That's the wonderful part of being an American. We can either choose to run away or face the issues head-on and deal with them. No, it's not going to be easy, but it can be done. Now, enough with the negative. Let's take a look at the good things about living in Humboldt County that some of you may have forgotten. We live in one of the most beautiful places on earth. Tall trees, winding rivers, abundant nature, and historic architecture, just to name some of that beauty. We have a vibrant and growing community of artists and musicians, DIY builders, and people with a kind heart and a diligent spirit. There's legitimate organic farmers in several different farmers markets. Humboldt County is the base for the Savage Henry Independent Times, a humor magazine that's distributed as far away as Seattle and Utah. This is an example of the independent creative spirit that's alive and well in the Humboldt community. So while, yes, there's a devil's playground and a murder mountain, there's also a California State University, and peaceful little coffee shops like Mind's Eye in Ferndale, Cafe Brio in Arcata, and Old Town Coffee and Chocolates in Eureka. There's some fine restaurants serving delicious, locally sourced foods. There's two co-ops, many natural food stores, and above all, there's some pretty nice people here. I mean, come on, there's a reason all of you listening to this chose Humboldt as your home. Every community is going to have its share of problems, and it's up to the people to get involved and try to fix it. So yeah, I could move away and never look back and leave the problems to fester and continue to grow, or I could stay and change the place where I wasn't born, but I still call home. This is RJ Ruber with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.